This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, September 23rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Top staff from the House and Senate Ag Committees continue their private talks this week on a possible new farm bill. Lawmakers prepared to approve a stopgap spending deal announced yesterday to keep the government funded until December 20th. The main order of business for Congress this week, passing a continuing resolution to keep the government funded after the new fiscal year starts October 1st. After this week, lawmakers won't be back in session until after the November 5th elections. The three-month CR announced by congressional leaders yesterday came after House GOP leadership failed to win approval last week for a continuing resolution that would have included provisions requiring prospective voters to prove their citizenship. Majority Leader Charles Schumer said in a statement yesterday, "While I'm pleased bipartisan negotiations quickly led to a government funding agreement free of cuts and poison pills, this same agreement could have been done 2 weeks ago." You can read more about this week's Washington activity and Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. Commodity prices at the Chicago Board of Trade were higher today. Increased tension in the Middle East was the major driver of market momentum, influencing the uptick or heightened fighting in the conflicts in Lebanon and the Black Sea. And in the U.S., an influx of rainfall slowing the harvest progress. Strength to the upside could be well limited. A sum of last year's crop is still in storage as the harvest now promising a glut of supply soon to hit the marketplace. U.S. corn and soybean harvest both continued ahead of last year and the five-year average pace last week. That according to the Department of Agriculture's Ag Statistics Service weekly National Crop Progress Report. Harvest could be delayed for some farmers this week. One burst of a system that dumped heavy rain late last week and over the weekend across parts of the plains of the Midwest and now moving through the Midwest. Next week, farmers in the southeastern plains through the Midwest again may have to dodge showers from a tropical storm starting to develop in the northwestern area of the Gulf of Mexico and is forecast to become a hurricane before making landfall in the Florida Panhandle on Thursday. As for crop development, corn dented was estimated at 92% of acres, 2 points behind last year's 94%, a point ahead of the five-year average of 91%. 61% of the corn crop is mature. That's 4 points behind last year's 65%, but it is 6 points ahead of the five-year average at 55%. Corn harvest moved ahead 5 points last week, now 14% done as of Sunday. That's a point ahead of last year's 13 points, 3 points ahead of the five-year average of 11%. The Illinois crop 14% harvested, the Iowa crop 5% harvested. NASS says 65% of corn still in fields rated good to excellent. That's unchanged from last week. Corn in Illinois and Iowa over 75% good to excellent. For soybeans, the number of acres dropping leaves pegged at 65%, 3 points behind last year, 8 points ahead of the five-year average of 57%. Minnesota, North Dakota lagging in soybean maturity. The harvest moved ahead 7 points last week, now 13% done as of Sunday, 3 points ahead of last year, 5 points ahead of the five-year average. The Illinois crop, 15% harvested as of Sunday, and for Iowa, 9% of the crop was harvested. 64% of soybeans rated good to excellent, according to NASS. NASS said the winter wheat crop was 25% planted as of Sunday. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.